Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning, only on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the show. Today is Tuesday, February 6th. We're back with you. Danny is here.
Hi, everyone.
Our guests are here. Everybody's here. So we're going to have fun, fun in the sun. And
it's
like
actually cold
say,
as shit today, so.
It is. It's not cold as shit. Come on.
It's cold.
You're just expecting it to be 80 degrees.
Yeah,
and it's not,
compared
right?
to yesterday, absolutely. I was like shook. I was shook it to the core this morning. It was so cold.
Oh, well, it's all relative, I guess, you know?
Yeah.
So in a few minutes, we'll be joined by our guests, returning guests that are fascinating. We're going to deal with magic and mentalism and all that stuff, so. This is going to be a lot of fun. So if you guys tuned in yesterday hoping to hear this, today is the day.
Yeah, they we showed made up
it,
today.
We made it okay. So, Danny, what's going on? I see you are getting a lot of fucking views on your social media. I mean, I'm just blown away by how much you get.
I don't even get that many views.
You
man.
See,
it's
for
like
you,
so it's crazy to me because I feel like I don't get shit on my page.
You see, it's again, it's all relative, right?
Yeah.
I mean, look, you get like, what, 13,000 likes, you know, 100 million fucking comments. Come on, I get three, okay?
Yeah, so I did see that. I was like, damn, we need to work on your social media.
I know. I don't have time to deal with this shit, you know? Start following and not following and all that.
Yeah.
That's a big deal.
Yeah, three likes, though.
But, yeah. No, I get more than that. I'm just kidding.
45.
But no, really. No, I mean, look, I only have a few hundred followers. It's not like I have 300,000 like
I'm
you.
I'm surprised you don't have more followers.
Well, because I don't really do anything. You
yeah,
know what I mean?
That's true.
You were a controversial character in reality shows and stuff. On national TV,
I'm just
right?
a controversial character in real life.
Right. You know, I mean, I don't excite people that much.
I think you're exciting.
Well, thank you, but not in the same way, you know?
Yeah.
You capture people's imagination, I gather, you know?
Yeah. I worked my magic on them.
Tell me something. Does your twin sister also have a big following?
She actually has more followers than me.
Really?
Yeah.
So she's been on the shows with you?
I've done way more shows than her. She's just the more popular twin because she's the nice one.
Oh, okay. So that's what happens then. Based on the pictures, people follow you.
Yeah.
Decide whether you're nice or not.
No, just because we did do a couple shows together and people liked her better.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, there you go, you know. Are you? Do you guys have brothers or sisters?
We have one older brother.
Oh, an older brother.
Yeah, he's like so different from us, though. It's
really?
So weird. Yeah, which was weird because in high school he was the most popular kid. He was like the basketball star. He would like shit in a plastic bag and light it on fire, and everyone would think it was so funny.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
How disgusting is that?
And then like he went to D1. He went to college for D1 basketball, and like just. Lost it. Was drinking, not going to practice. So he ended up getting kicked out of school, and like his whole like life turned upside down. So now he's like a religious man and not even like the same person.
Really? Mm-hmm. Wow. So there you go, folks. There's a lesson for you. Stop fucking drinking so much. You know, it won't take you in a good place.
Right?
You know? Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah. So. Okay, well, you should have your sister call in sometime.
Well, no, I told her when she comes out here, she can just come in.
Yeah.
I'm trying to get her out here sooner than later.
Really? Do you think she's going to just visit or is she going to move in?
Oh, she'll never move out here.
Really?
Yeah, unless I get my life together and get like $1 million and like can buy a house for both of us. Like,
well, that's easy.
No, it's not.
With 300,000 followers, you can do it, no problem.
No way.
Collect a dollar from everyone.
Right. Oh, my God, it'd be 300,000. Hey, everyone, please donate $1. But it's so crazy because Instagram has this new algorithm that if you don't get, like, a certain amount of attention on your picture within the first, like, 3 minutes, it gets taken off everyone's timeline.
Really?
Yeah, everyone's complaining about it. They're like, bring the old Instagram back.
Yeah.
Like, in chronological order. Like, I don't need to see a post from 5 fucking days ago.
Right.
Like, I don't give a shit.
Right.
What are you wearing today?
And now they're saying Facebook is changing their algorithms,
too. Well, it's the same owner.
Yeah, that's true.
They're just like, I don't know what you guys are doing. Right. It's fine the way it is. Just leave it.
Right. They never leave
it. Ruining our lives.
How many times has Facebook changed and we hated it and it stayed, you know?
But I hate Facebook.
Because they can do whatever the fuck they want, you know?
I don't think anyone uses Facebook, to be honest. Well, I like literally only have it on my phone because some apps you need Facebook to download.
Yeah, don't tell me people don't use Facebook. There's still a lot more than Instagram, I'm telling you.
No, it's not.
It's a question of generation.
I don't think so.
Of course. Of course.
Who uses Instagram? I mean, look, who uses Facebook?
Look, Facebook has got almost, I think, 2 billion by now. I don't know. Let's find out.
That's probably the same with Instagram, though.
How many members Facebook? Okay?
Yeah.
And let's see what
and
it
how
says.
Many of those pages are fake pages?
They have 2.2 billion active.
That's crazy.
Active fucking users. So don't tell me
okay, type
about
in Instagram.
Instagram. Okay.
I hope it's the same exact number.
No, because Instagram is a lot smaller. 800 million.
Oh, wow.
That's still a lot.
That's still a lot, but that's not close to a billion, though.
No. You see? So that's what I'm telling you. Because
Instagram I take my shit talking back then.
Yeah. There you go.
Maybe I need to start using Facebook.
But they were smart buying it, though, because it would have given them a run for their money.
Yeah, but ever since Facebook bought Instagram, I liked Instagram so much better when Twitter owned it.
Yeah?
Oh, my God. It was so much cooler. All the way downhill.
I wouldn't know. So just one more thing before we get to our guests. You know, we're talking about companies that are worth a lot. And but Facebook really is not even in the top three.
No, Snapchat.
No, they're not even there. Come
really?
On, Snapchat bigger than Amazon and Google and Apple?
Yeah,
no.
Google.
No, actually Amazon is... Well, no, Google and Apple are above Amazon.
Right, right.
So it's actually Apple, I think, that has 815 market cap. Okay, that's
what
how
that
much it's
mean?
Worth. It means it's worth $815 billion
if they
were to sell it today. Right?
Who has $850 billion?
Right. That's more than the GDP of a lot of countries,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah, like, what?
Yeah. And so that's almost $1 trillion, if you can imagine. Google has $750, and then Amazon at $685. But I guess the news is that they surpassed Microsoft. And Microsoft has been a company that's disrupted the markets for years, you know.
Yeah.
It was like the big...
That was like the first like computer program, I feel, right? Like Bill Gates, back in Bill Gates.
Right. They really started the PC revolution.
Right.
And every company that came up, they destroyed them, you know, or bought them out or destroyed them. And so they were like the Google of the 70s, 80s, you know. But today, Amazon passed Microsoft. And which makes sense, you know. I mean, did you know that Amazon, if you take like all these retail companies like Target and Walmart and Kmart and all these, Amazon's worth more than all of them combined.
Yeah, I mean, because Amazon, like you can order it at noon and it's in your garage the next day. Like,
right.
That's why.
Yeah.
I don't know how people order food off Amazon, though. That kind of freaks me out. Like, I'm not about to order something that's getting delivered via mail.
No, it's not via mail. The food gets...
From Amazon?
Yeah.
Yeah, like they fly it on a plane.
No, not the food. What food?
Yeah, if you
like
go on and
you... Like fresh food?
No, not fresh.
Like
I don't
Amazon
think they,
Fresh?
There's an Amazon Fresh. I didn't
yeah,
even know that. See,
that's
you,
what I'm saying. You know that... hold on a second.
No,
hold on a second.
No, I don't think so.
Hold on, Steffi, just a minute. But no, I don't know. What the fuck, you know? But it does cost a little more.
Wait,
but
just on that note, I was reading like a year ago that I think there was a owner of Google and like a part, like the CEO of Google and maybe the CEO of Yahoo, they both died in like some freak accidents.
Mm, yeah.
Like a curse.
Yeah, I remember that.
And you like the elevator story? That's like something from Final Destination. She got stuck in the elevator and split in half.
Oh my God.
I'm not kidding. Google it.
Wow. That yeah. almost happened to me once, though.
What do you mean?
We got stuck in an elevator. I was with a woman, one of our hosts here, and she freaked out. So I'm like trying to do something, right?
Yeah.
So I pry the doors open.
No.
We're between floors, and I'm trying to open the outer doors. And, you know, and I couldn't, of course.
Yeah, duh.
So I gave up on it. But a minute later, the elevator started working again. And
but
I thought,
you were in the door.
No, if I was in the door,
you
I'd
been
cut
dead.
In half. You know?
Yeah,
I
so
mean,
you
what the
just
fuck am I doing, you know?
First of all, you should have just let her freak out. I'm like, you need
well,
to chill.
But you see, we have that in our DNA, I think, as men, to save the damsel in distress, you know? It's like we'll do anything to just impress the woman.
I would just be like, hey, can you like call? But we don't have service in the elevators, right? So it's
right.
impossible to call someone for help.
Right.
They should have.
No,
be,
but they have. No, they have phones in elevators now. Plus, we have cell phones. You know.
Okay, but I'm saying cell phones don't work in elevators.
They do. Well,
no.
Where
let's
you are.
After the show, we're gonna go in the elevator. You're not
You'll
gonna be able
see,
to do
this
anything.
One does. I'm on it all the time.
Are you sure?
Yeah. You're talking about the high rises, maybe, where the...
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't like going that high up in elevators. Like, when someone's like, hey, the party's on the 25th floor, I'm like, I ain't going.
Yeah. Well, when we started the station, we were downtown on the 36th floor.
Oh.
So you probably wouldn't have made it there.
Yeah. I definitely would. I would be like, thank you so much. You would have
done the
show
from the sidewalk.
Yeah, legit. When I first lived downtown, I was on the 25th floor, and I hated it.
Really?
Every time I got home, I was like, here we go. This is it. This is my time to get stuck in an elevator. Yeah. Or it's going to fall 25 floors.
Right.
And so they had problems every
week. So you have
week.
This fear of heights, right? I mean, we were talking about airplanes too and stuff.
I can't even watch movies with airplanes in it.
Yeah, right.
Like if it's like, I haven't seen that movie Flight with Denzel Washington, who's like my favorite actor. I can't watch it. I can't do it.
I know. I haven't seen that one either.
No. But you know what? Airplane movie I did just watch that was incredible.
Uh-huh.
The Mountain Between Us.
Oh, is that pretty good?
With
is that
Kate
on a
Winslet?
Plane?
Huh?
Is that on a plane?
Yeah, they get into a plane crash and they're stuck on a mountain. They have to survive.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
but they got on a plane that wasn't uncharted, so like they didn't like flight plan it. So like no one knew where they were.
Oh wow.
Yeah, I would have definitely died for sure.
Yeah.
Like just leave me at the top of the mountain, let some animal eat me because I'm not gonna make it. But it's actually a really great romance film if you're into that type of thing.
But that's just what you think, you know. If it happened to you, we all have this instinct to survive.
Yeah, but if you're on a snowy mountaintop.
Right,
well, and you're in like
to do something,
Nike
you know?
Air Forces. Yeah. You're gonna get hypothermia, and your feet are gonna be gone. I don't want to live the rest of my life with no feet.
That's true. Well, I didn't wish you to fall in the snow. I'm just saying, if you did, you wouldn't just lie there. I'm sure you'd try to do something.
Oh man!
All right, folks, we're gonna bring in our guests right now and stop talking shit. We're joined by the sentimentalists who we teased to death yesterday and today. We're joined by Chris Mysterion and Steffi K.
Nice to see you.
Thank
finally.
You. Welcome back, guys.
I have to admit, it was my fault.
Well, it does happen.
And it happens even to the best of us.
Yeah.
Right?
You know, we have so much happening in LA.
Yeah.
And I decided, instead of putting it in my actual calendar, to make a list and put it in my notes.
Oh.
And I had written in all these days, and I wrote yesterday's date. But I wrote the word Tuesday.
Yeah, happens to the best of us.
Yeah, it's happened.
We're upset for like it's 3 seconds, and we got over it.
Yeah, plus you guys are very cool, so you're forgiven this time.
Oh, thank you. You've always we'll never
been
do it again.
Well, you guys are beautiful people, and you belong in LA. But you're originally from Toronto, right?
Yes.
So, are you guys visiting again this time?
Well, we're here for a little longer than our usual stay.
Ah.
So we're here for our usual stay is usually, what, 5 or 6 days?
No. Our usual stay is 7 days because every time we're here, we're usually performing at the Magic Castle for the week. So it's about 7 or 8 days that we stay.
Flies by, it feels so quick.
Yeah, a week in LA is like 2 days in LA completely.
Wow,
yeah.
That's fun for you guys to have
to travel.
We're here for
pretty much the month.
Oh,
nice.
That's good. That's cool.
Well, congratulations.
Yeah.
That means
we have
you keep it busy, right?
Yeah, yeah. we're starting to pick up here. As you know, we're really busy in Canada.
Well, you're a go-getter, you know, and that's the thing. I mean, mm-hmm. I remember when you first came here and you didn't know what's going on. And it's just a matter of time until you start meeting people, getting gigs, things like that, you know?
Yeah, we now have a U.S. manager. And we have one calling us today to try to scoop us as well. So
very
that's
nice.
Cool.
We have two now that are possibly going to be one on the East and one on the West Coast. And one of them is one of them is an incredibly influential manager in
legendary
in music and magic. He's responsible for one of the biggest names in magic.
Right. So tell people what it is
David
that you
Blaine.
Do. Well, no names yet.
Hashtag shrug.
Can't say.
Yeah, you try all of them, you know.
That's actually the only magician I know. Yeah. I couldn't name like not one other than that. And I've never even seen him perform. I've just like that name has always popped
up. Of course.
The cool
magician.
Yeah.
There's also Chris Angel, right?
That's
yes. I have heard that
we
one.
Were with him when he had his star
unveiling on Hollywood
really?
Boulevard. Yeah.
When was that?
Oh, that's crazy.
That was July. Yeah. Last July.
Oh, just
okay.
Last
so he's
July.
That big, he got a star.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's pretty cool, yeah. Well, you guys maybe will one day too. Why not?
We already know we're going to have a star.
It. Yeah.
We know which one we want.
We already know what one we want.
Yeah.
I want mine next to Don Knotts.
Yours, it would be ours.
No, I just wanted to say Mysterion
no,
next
absolutely
to Don Knotts.
Not.
Sentimentalist is elsewhere. I'm being buried near Don Knotts.
Do yes, the next door,
I'm actually being buried near Don Knotts.
Really?
Who is that?
Mr. Furley.
No clue.
Oh, never mind. You're half already.
I'm like, wait, go, because everyone listening is probably like, who's Don Knotts?
Yeah. No, that's true. Her followers probably don't know who it is.
They don't even
know. Don Knotts was in a lot of films or TV
comedian.
A lot. Yeah, comedian.
Okay.
In the 70s, 80s,
60s.
You know.
From Andy Griffith.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay.
And in the 90s, he would have been in Scooby-Doo.
Yes.
Right. Like a character on there.
Yeah, like just a guest character, but he did a lot of guest appearances on things, and there's a lot of references to him in, I guess, even late 90s cartoons, where they'd have characters that kind of look like him. He almost looks like Steve Buscemi.
Yeah, yeah. I'm going to Google it. Yeah.
He's very funny
Family Guy
looking.
Uses him a lot,
yeah.
too.
Yeah, he's very funny looking.
Yeah, he's my favorite comedian.
Is he still
funny.
Alive?
No, that's why I'm buried near him.
But not too long ago, actually.
That makes sense.
But he
usually
was also...
They don't bury living people.
Yeah. Hey, magicians, baby.
Very true.
Yeah, but you know what? The thing is, he was remembered also from Three's Company.
That's
you
my
guys
favorite role.
That, right?
Yeah.
He was the landlord, and he was the funniest character ever.
Wait, that's the one with the guy from Friends, right? In Salma Hayek?
No, that's with John Ritter.
That's Three to Tango. My bad. I am like not with
Suzanne Somers.
All,
no,
huh?
That, we're talking 70s,
this
80s.
This is 40 here. Years ago. Isn't that hard to believe?
It is, right?
Yeah. Well, that's probably why I don't know what you're talking about. Yeah,
that's okay.
Here, I tell you what, she knows more about shit. Here, do me a favor.
Wait, which
Here
one is go. He?
Neither one looks to be quote. Jack Whitehall, Liv Tyler. No, sorry.
Wait, I typed in Dave Knotts in his images.
Dave Knotts,
Don Knotts.
Don Knotts.
There he is. There's Don Knotts.
I was like,
see that Steve Buscemi kind of that
he looks
feel?
Like Steve Buscemi.
Like the guy that was in that movie with Nicolas Cage.
Steve Buscemi.
Yes, it looks. Are they related? Right? Is that his dad?
Could be.
I never thought of it.
I don't think he had a family. Listen.
So anyway,
Help us out. Okay. Print down the name of a celebrity you do know.
Okay.
Somebody write on that paper.
But it doesn't have to be someone like a singer or an actor. It could be someone historic or fictitious.
Right. Okay. So don't go for the most obvious ones. Okay.
So wait. So it could be like...
It could be anybody.
It could be just like a character in a movie.
Sure.
Yes, yeah, anybody. Okay, so...
Batman.
I feel the pressure.
Now, wait a minute. It's not about you. It's about them now.
Before you do Mysterion is actually blindfolded.
Right.
And I'm closing my eyes and I'll even turn away so you don't think I'm looking.
Right.
Don't look. She's been known to peek sometimes.
I do not peek.
Yeah. So neither one can see what's going on.
Do not plant the seed of doubt in people's minds.
Okay.
Pass it to me.
Okay.
Now listen, Steffi has no idea who you wrote on this. And this is a real celebrity.
It's
that
upside
everyone,
down. Should I flip it for you?
It doesn't matter. Is that the name that's written on here?
Yeah. Wait, what is it?
It's a real celebrity?
No.
Tell you what.
Yeah.
You picked one person.
Yeah.
Okay, try this. Let's start.
Okay.
Well,
it's not a real celebrity.
In
okay.
You realize you thinking about it.
You know.
Yes.
Wait.
Yes.
Mysterion. I'm sensing a name. This is, it almost sounds like Greek or Roman, like ancient kind of. Does that make sense?
I literally just got goosebumps. Yes.
And I see someone with holding a circle. Like, that's why, like, it's not a circle like a sphere. It's a circle like a plate, like a armor. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Spartacus.
Yes.
Wow.
I am Spartacus.
Wow. I'm impressed.
I am Spartacus.
I'm fucking impressed.
He's never come up before.
Oh, my God. Wow. I'm like literally like.
I see
chills.
The goosebumps.
Yeah.
Right?
I was like, they're never going to
get
this.
They both had their eyes covered, you know, so they couldn't have seen it.
Remember Spartacus, the film at the end? Who is Spartacus? I'm Spartacus. I am Spartacus. I am Spartacus. Everyone wants to be set free from the execution.
Yeah.
But I remember in The Life of Brian by Monty Python, they spoofed that scene.
Right.
And they had the old Jewish couple. Uh-huh. And they said, who is Brian? And the old man goes, I am Brian. And my wife's Brian, too.
Oh, my God.
One of the funniest lines.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Wow.
You see, they can do a lot of things, and they're going to keep surprising us here with many different things.
Wow.
And,
that's crazy.
You know, so it makes you wonder, you know, everything that you can't explain is magic, right?
Yeah.
Until you know how it works. And
like, and that's just, like, such a random thing to, like, you know...
Right.
Know that I was thinking. Because I was like, who am I going to pick? I was originally going to put Justin Bieber, but I was like, okay, that's obvious.
Right.
Let me not put that. Then I was like, okay, let me do like someone from like the Super Bowl. And then I was like, that's too obvious. So like, I was like, oh, one of my favorite shows is Spartacus. So let me put Spartacus. So
nobody picks ancient No. Figures. They
yeah,
don't.
No. The only time we really get that is when we actually perform at museums or libraries or with, right. like, what was that? The student, student faculty at the University of Toronto
yes.
campus.
Right.
Like, that's the only time. And, like, they're picking, like, really random ones.
Out. Really?
Guys, guys, come on.
Right.
No.
Right. That's
but this way. Is amazing. You know, I mean, you guys still have a connection, and that's that shows in the mm-hmm. act, you know? So, a little bit about. Where are you guys going to be your upcoming shows and
oh,
stuff?
We have so many. We have a lot of open mic nights. So the best thing that we recommend for anybody who's listening who wants to come see us live is to go on our Facebook page.
Yep, Facebook, my bad.
Because I can't put them yet on the... They are on the website. If you go on the website, yeah. thesentimentalistsmagic.com, or if you go on Facebook, The Sentimentalists,
right.
They're both connected. And then on Facebook, I'm going to be making a post with a list of all of our LA appearances in the next
cool.
2 weeks.
Okay, cool.
We have
yeah.
a whole bunch of appearances, some that are for the public, some that are private. We have a couple of... We're shooting a music video. We have an appearance at... a really exclusive variety night that's
right.
happening this weekend. Really fun stuff.
Right.
And you know,
are you going to be the Magic Castle again?
We're visiting.
Right. They keep inviting you, though, right? I mean, you've been there. It's pretty cool.
I've always wanted to go there. I heard yeah. it was fun.
It is fun,
it's
yeah.
It's the best, yeah.
Yeah, it's really nice. Well, we might come see you some other time or something.
Yeah,
well,
for
maybe
sure.
in the future or something.
Well, we'll be back. I mean, we did a show on Saturday
yeah.
in Burbank, and we had two shows at the Mystic Museum, which is a paranormal history museum.
Oh,
ooh.
How cool is
it? It's so
I'm
fun.
I'm so into that type of stuff.
Check them out. They're a wonderful store, and they
yeah.
sell weird stuff and cool
I got into a huge debate about this the other day because people are like, yeah, paranormal is not legit. I'm like, it's definitely real.
That's why it's paranormal. It's
yeah.
beyond normal.
Yeah. I'm like, hello? Like, how do you explain somebody, like, it sounds like somebody's walking, like, above you in the kitchen. I'm like, nobody's home but me.
Raccoons.
Somebody's up there.
Raccoons. You have raccoons here?
No,
I don't think
really.
So.
No.
Yeah, there's one right there to my left. We have a raccoon problem in Toronto. They're
really?
Everywhere. And
they're
very,
so cute.
They are, but they're so
trash
bold.
Pandas.
They're trash
yeah,
pandas.
They're so cute, though.
I'll come out, and it'll be going through my garbage, and it won't run away. It'll just look at me and flip me the finger. You
yeah,
know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's
they're
what they do,
so
right?
Funny.
The whole
yeah.
family of them. Listen, I want to try something with you.
Okay.
You went out and grabbed a pamphlet here, and oddly enough, it's a pamphlet. My Haunted Reality, I guess it's a book somebody is promoting outside.
Right.
So what I want you to do is I want you to take this marker.
Okay.
And I want you to, I want you to help me out, okay?
Okay.
I want you at any point to say stop.
Okay.
Okay, Steffi's not looking.
Stop.
Okay, I'm going to draw a little circle right where you stopped.
Okay.
And there's a word in there, and you can see what it says, but don't say what it is.
Okay.
And Steffi, what word are you sensing?
Well, the word starts with the letter S.
Yep.
And then if... Oh, this looks like your word. That you your name that you chose before, a little bit. Does that
yeah.
make sense?
Yeah. Kind of.
Does it end in an S?
Yep.
And it starts with an S. Wow. Spirits.
Yeah.
But you want to know something really crazy? Uh-huh. Listen, say stop on a page in this book. There's a lot more words in this book than there are
okay.
on this pamphlet, correct?
Okay, yeah.
So say stop on any page.
Stop.
And look at the first word on the page, but don't tell me what it is.
Okay.
And they're all different.
Yep.
I'm going to try this one, Steffi. Okay. I'm sensing
right.
it begins with an A.
It is, yeah.
And then a D.
Yeah.
And then a U.
Yeah.
Is the word adult?
Yes.
Wow. Okay, listen. Open the book to any page you want. We won't look. We don't want you to write
yeah,
the word
neither
down.
One is looking. And Danny's looking through the book.
Okay.
It's just a
okay.
paperback book.
Look at a word longer than the word entertaining or a word that's
okay.
long like that. And I'm looking at that word on the wall.
Okay.
Here.
Yeah, I got a
you
word.
Have a long, okay, no. Pass me the book back closed.
Okay.
Now listen. Steffi's eyes are closed.
Right.
All right. Draw the first letter of the word on my hand. I just want you to
yes,
feel that.
That was a, I think that was a J.
Yeah.
And your word has two M's.
Yeah.
You just thought that, didn't you?
Yeah.
You just
jackhammer.
Yes.
Whoa.
I'm like totally bugged out. I'm
right?
totally bugged out. I literally just opened a random page, and the first word I saw was Jackhammer. I was like, okay.
They're very impressive, these people, let me tell you. And I want you to also do my favorite trick with the back.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
All right, so we'll do that.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah, you know which one. I'm not telling her, so she will be entertained by this.
So do me a favor. Okay. In fact, you trust this man.
Yes, I trust him.
So help me out.
Okay.
And this time we're going to do it a little differently than we usually do.
Okay.
Okay, I want you to close your eyes.
Okay, so he's standing next to her.
And I'm going to talk into the microphone. And I want you to look at Stephanie, and I want you to just watch this happen.
Wait, should my eyes be closed?
Yes. Yeah. Did you feel that?
Yeah.
Where did I tap you?
On the outside of my left arm.
Show me where.
Yeah. Right here.
Okay, and show me where you felt that. Go ahead. Tell everyone where you're feeling.
Okay, she felt it right on her arm. Yeah. Okay, now let me tell you what happened.
Okay.
Okay. He did not tap you. He tapped her.
I'm standing here like this and tapping her, and I'm putting... Remember how you felt the hand? How she felt the hand?
Yeah.
You felt the tap.
Right. He never tapped on you.
I can connect humans to feel what the other one's feeling. Now, a refined letter, like she's refined with this, so you drew the J, she felt the J. I tapped her. You can feel that, and you picked it up. Look, open your hand. You feel that energy going into your hand? You feel that, don't you?
Yeah.
You see how your hand's starting to close, even though I'm not touching it? Notice how I'm pulling your fingers forward, and they're nowhere. Look at that. It's just happening.
He's just moving his hand next to hers.
I'm just moving my hand in front of yours, and you tell everyone what's happening to your hand.
So he's, like, moving my fingers. It's a very weird feeling.
Really?
Like a very...
Look, as I pull your whole hand forward,
he's not touching her phone.
He's not touching me, and my fingers are moving.
And you'll see this happening. There it goes. You see, it's going to go down into a complete close.
Whoa.
Look at this. It's happening. There it goes. You see this?
Making her hand close.
Okay. Yeah. That's so weird. That's insanity.
Whoa.
It literally felt like you tapped me on the shoulder. Like, I was like, okay, you're tapping me.
And he did not.
That's why when you asked me, he's like, where did you hit? I was like, my left arm.
Yeah. And they've done it several times, and it always works, you know? I mean,
that's
it's very
so
reliable.
I have an idea that we've not done.
Right.
Your Instagram?
Yes.
Okay, so you have how many followers?
327,000.
That's a lot of followers.
Yeah. I want a million.
You were on television? What were you on?
I did Bad Girls Club and 8 spinoffs.
Oh, fun.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
I want to do more.
Okay, we're going to ask you to open up.
Okay.
Not your Instagram.
Okay.
Open up your phone list of
contacts.
Yeah,
okay.
You got it. And we're not going to say anyone's phone number.
I know.
Name.
I was just like,
don't
pick the guy. I literally had one person go to the top of my head. I'm like, no.
Not at all. I want you to roll through and just stop on anyone's name at random. I don't want you to predetermine who it is.
Right. Then Steffi's looking away. She's not looking. That's the thing. It's mostly about them communicating.
Do you want me to? Okay, so I stopped. I didn't stop. I didn't click on anyone's name.
No, that's okay.
Okay.
So now, as you notice this, I want you to just say stop on any one of these names.
Stop.
Okay. Try the name.
I think the name you're looking at is Brian.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Watch this.
And she's
say
not
stop.
Looking.
Say stop on another name.
Only Chris is looking.
Okay, imagine that name.
Yeah, John.
Yeah. It is John.
Your jaw is dropping there, Danny.
I can see your tonsils. Yeah, her jaw is just
hitting.
Boom.
Yeah.
Hear that?
I'm
listen.
Just, like,
that's her jaw hitting the table.
You guys, you blow my mind with all the stuff you
so
do.
Crazy. It's so crazy.
We've never done that before. That's our first time doing that.
Really?
That's our first time doing that. On
really?
A phone, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. We've never done it with a phone in that way,
yeah.
That's so crazy. So,
what
else do you guys do?
Right?
Like, can you, like, sit somewhere and, like...
Yeah, we are right now.
No, but I mean, like, if someone's, like, sitting, like, right across from you in, like, a quiet room and you tell them to, like, close their eyes and think of, like, a specific time in your life, would you, like, know?
No, I don't think they can.
Yeah,
do that,
we can.
Really?
Sure we can.
Like, can I close my eyes and think of something really quick?
Yeah, look at me in the eyes.
Okay.
And focus on what you were thinking of. You were just thinking of a woman, weren't you?
I was.
No. And the name isn't beginning with an M, is it?
No.
That's why I said
but
it isn't
an M in her life.
With an M, you
but there's
see?
An M in her life that's
don't worry
very,
about
okay.
that person.
Okay.
You're not Whoa. Thinking of a grandma, are you?
No.
Okay, I'm going to write something down. Let me see if I get this right or wrong. Okay, Steph?
Okay.
Okay, tell me the name of the woman that you were just thinking of.
Gabby.
Okay, now who's Gabby? That's
my twin.
That's a great name.
Yeah.
And there's no way I would know that, right?
No.
Okay. Do you see what name I have written on the piece of paper?
Oh my God, he has Gabby written.
And I truly have never met you, and we've never talked about
right.
you.
Right? No.
And I don't want to insult you. I don't know who you are. We're meeting for the first time.
Well, yeah, but you didn't spell her name right, but it's definitely Gabby.
That's okay.
That is phonetically how I sensed
yeah, he
it.
Was. He was. So. Yeah, he heard your thoughts. Let's say.
That's so, literally, yeah. I was thinking
he
of
did
Gabby.
It for, he did it with me once, too, you know, and it
oh
was
God.
Like, how
this
the hell did
crazy.
He know?
Crazy.
Right? So, you see, that's why the sentimentalists are so important and so special.
Stephanie is going to put a word in your mind.
Okay. Wait, do I close my eyes?
No, you just look at her in the eyes. And what word are you seeing? Say it out loud.
Oh, my God.
Say it.
I thought about sex. I don't know.
Whoa, my God.
You're right. I literally was like, and I didn't want to say it because I was uncomfortable, but I was like,
no,
I'm thinking of sex.
Yeah, it was.
But literally when you were looking at me, and I know this is crazy to say, but it's almost as if like a hot wave of air hit me.
You know.
And I was like.
Did you notice what I wrote on the piece of paper with the word Gabby? No, on the next sheet.
Sex.
You see, I
subliminal.
Knew that was subliminal.
Wow. So he already knew that in advance.
Oh, my God.
What the hell, man?
It's just so crazy. Like, yeah. I've never experienced anything like it. And I'm, like, a firm believer of this stuff, but to actually, right. like, experience, like, firsthand.
But you have to understand, though, and you guys have always prefaced this by saying, it's not, like, supernatural stuff,
yeah.
you know?
Yeah,
they're,
know.
Like, professionals. They,
yeah.
They're entertainers,
yeah.
you know?
So, like, when did you guys know you had a gift?
Well, it was Christmas morning, and yeah. it was under the tree, and it was wrapped. And then I opened it up, and it was the Millennium Falcon, and it was the best gift I've ever... Oh, you're referring to
yes.
our abilities.
Yes.
How did you guys...
I mean, I think yeah. it's a gift. I think it's, like, amazing that you guys can do that.
Well, actually, it's like psychics. Like,
yeah.
But we're not. We're mentalists.
Right.
But... psychics can only tell you what you already know about yourself.
Right.
That's the same thing with us. Everything that we do is, it's actually your choices. That wasn't my choice.
Right.
That wasn't his choice.
Right.
That was your choice.
Yeah, I know. It's so weird. I've been having sex dreams for the past, like, week. So as soon as you looked at me, it's like...
Really?
It's like the first word that came
How was
to
I?
He's like interested. Wait a minute. That hurts sex.
I said, how was I? How was he?
That's funny.
Oh,
but no,
man,
so
crazy.
But you guys are magicians. You're professional
yes,
magicians.
We're professional magicians.
And you have skills and talents, and you're able to do this. Now, tell people how you guys connected in order to do this.
Right. How did you guys find each other?
Were you doing this before individually, separately?
You go ahead.
We both look at each other.
I was gonna give another smart answer.
Oh yes, no smart answers here. Just dumb ones from me. yes, so we actually met at a talent show.
Yeah.
And I was drawing a pinup girl on stage because I was an artist before I did this.
Right.
And Mysterion was hosting the talent show, and he's been a magician for X amount of years.
Right.
And he came up to me after the show, and he's like, "That's the best pinup girl I've ever seen."
Yeah.
And he's like, "You have to come over and see my place because I have a whole wall full of autographs of all the pinup girls, all the historic pinup girls. Come
wow.
by, check it out."
What a pickup line.
Yeah, right.
I had a girlfriend at the
come
time
over,
too.
Come no, over to my house and see my human skull collection.
Yeah, like, come over,
there
I'm going to kill
is.
You.
Yeah.
Dang, and my collection of
really
women posters on the wall, you know.
Yeah. Right.
Wait, what do you mean you really do have
I do.
One?
I'm very well known for collecting. I own a museum, and it's in my home now.
Of human skulls.
Heads and mummies, and not just any old human skull that, you know,
yeah, like not a Jeffrey, not like a Jeffrey Dahmer
no,
skull.
No, these are high end.
I'm like, wait, hold on. What do you do on the weekend?
No, these are pieces from
like historic pieces.
Yeah, mummies and this sort of thing.
Okay.
And special things like people who had diseases in like not prehistoric times, but maybe, you know, in the 15th and
1600s. The trephined head. Your trepanation is the oldest known surgery in human
I don't even
history.
Know what that is.
Basically,
like
taking
a lobotomy?
A hole out of your head. No, not out of the brain, out of the skull. And I have a trephined skull and cool stuff like that.
So you could probably sell that one day for like millions of dollars.
Oh, it's already, people offer me so much. I have one of the elongated Peruvian skulls and beautiful pieces. And then you collect beautiful vintage. It's such a...
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you have a very vintage look to you.
And a very striking look to her.
Yeah, you have
a
very...
like
you could be in the show Mad Men.
Oh, I love that show.
Yeah,
because
you got like very like it's almost like. But very flawless pale skin, like you almost could be a vampire. Dead serious.
Just fangs. So I found
but
two,
it's beautiful.
I Thank just found you. Two appearances that we are going to be at that the public can come to.
Yeah.
Okay.
On Thursday evening, this Thursday evening, we're at the WTF Burlesque.
That sounds fun.
Yeah, it's at a burlesque show, and we're going to be performing our act at that show. And we're also performing at Booby Trapped, which is a very, very well-known variety night here in L.A.
What's a variety night?
A variety night is an assortment of performers that are going to be putting on a show. So we would be part of an assortment
a variety,
of other acts.
Yeah.
Nice. Mm-hmm. And the more you're visible out there, the better, you know?
Yeah.
The
Absolutely.
More for sure.
So I really hope
People
you guys
People are fighting
get
on us
wish.
Here. I mean, we were in an event meeting yesterday, and there was a very well-known band that were there having a meeting prior to us. And as we entered and they were about to leave, they stuck around and they were discussing their video and they booked us right on the spot to do their video on Thursday. So being here, we're getting a lot of response to what we do. We're getting.
Right.
Oh, it's like the appropriate response. You know, in Toronto, as much as I love everyone there and I'm not knocking it at all.
Oh, go ahead and knock it.
I've never been there. I want to go, though.
No, it's wonderful. Yeah. Go in the summer.
Yeah. I heard it was freezing out there.
Yeah, we don't go there in the winter.
Yeah, it's terrible.
It's not by choice anyways.
Yeah.
So, you know, we'll go and we'll have matching outfits. Like today it's a little more low-key because we have a couple errands we need to run. But
I don't think you guys look low-key at all. Like, you are tall. Like, I wish I got this dress this morning. I'm like, wait, I don't want to take pictures today.
We're going to see a friend of ours who's in a hospital dressed like this. You know what I mean?
but
that's okay. You guys have to have the look, you know? You never know who you might run into.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
I hope you get your wish in, because I know you guys want to move here, right? If you could.
That's the plan.
Yeah, so that's what I'd like to see for you. And you guys are doing the right thing. Look, Chris, you guys are not sitting back and waiting for it to come to you. You're a go-getter, both of you, and you know, and the more times you come here, the more gigs you get.
And every time it's doubling.
Yeah.
Every time we're coming, it's doubling.
Yeah.
And
people, very happy.
Last night
you.
We had to decide on a few options, and that's an interesting thing to have to do when you're in a new city and you're being offered two or three things and you have to pick which one you want.
Right.
That's true, yeah. So do another little trick for us. We're running out of time. Anything you can think of?
Amazing.
What you want to do?
Open up your phone.
Okay.
They keep doing it with
I'm opening
Danny.
Up my phone, guys.
Okay, we were talking about
It's all about me, Sam. Duh.
Exactly. Okay. Well, because I've seen the act before.
I want you to go on Google right now.
Okay.
Google. All right. Now,
Hold
there's
on.
No way we know what's going to come up on her phone.
Okay.
I want you to type into Google any random image. Literally write those words, random image. Okay? And in your mind, I want you to think of a number between 1 and 10. And whatever that number is, I want you to open up the images.
Okay.
And let me see what you have. So there's all sorts of different images here. Yeah. Whatever your number is, I want you to count down to that image. Just point to the image that you land on. Okay, now don't say anything.
Okay.
This?
Yeah. I don't even know.
She doesn't know what it is. She just picked an image, though. Okay, so.
Think of what it is.
Okay. Steffi's not looking.
Right. Just think of it. Miss
mm-hmm.
K.
Mm. It's a really cute little turtle.
It is, and it's upside down. It is a turtle. It's really cute.
Whoa.
That's so crazy.
Wow. And we really had no control. We didn't know what number you were thinking of. You could have looked at any one of these.
And it's random image on Google. Yeah.
No, because that could have been. We could have looked up random image. I was thinking
that's
true.
Okay.
So you know what? Let me just pick
something. So why didn't you just pick something?
No, but the thing is, but you still didn't have a number. So
right.
So you still it was still worked. I think.
Yeah, but let's just show her. It really truly can be anything.
Okay.
Okay.
So look up anything.
Let's have a look and see.
So you see, it's all about Chris. Does get to look at it. And and Steffi's the one.
All right, guys,
guesses.
I just picked another image, and I didn't. They didn't know what I Googled or anything.
Right.
I think it's a brown dog.
It is. It's a chocolate lab.
Wow. So you guys
this
never
is so
like,
crazy.
You never mess it
and
up, guys.
And I picked it because I have a chocolate lab at home. His name is Bruno.
Oh,
he looks like that. Oh, that's insane, you guys.
Can I eat Bruno?
No.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, you want to die chocolate. Today for sure. Does yeah, that well, kill your
he's
ass?
He's chocolate.
He's chocolate.
Yeah, yeah, he's so cute.
You got it.
Oh, man. So when you guys do shows, do you guys like pick random people from the audience?
Yeah.
That's everything. So crazy.
Nothing is set up. We pride ourselves on not setting anything up, not using any electronics except for microphones.
I mean, I never really thought that magic was set up, but the trick that always gets me that it just confuses me to this day is the rabbit in the hat trick, because I just don't understand where that rabbit is coming from.
Well,
neither does the rabbit.
Right, exactly.
And the funny thing about that trick, I'll tell you, the history of that trick is very unusual. And forgive me if I tell the history of it wrong, if somebody's listening and then they're going to call in and go, "We got it wrong." But along the idea, in medieval times, there was a woman who cheated on her husband and became pregnant and made this outlandish.
The cheater got pregnant
and made this outlandish claim that she was forced on by a large hare, a rabbit. Oh. And everyone in the village thought this was preposterous, but possible. Let's remember, it was the medieval times,
right?
And so what she did was she had a dress fashioned where she put little bunnies inside, and when she went into labor, she was pulling the bunnies out, and then there's a human baby, you know, and there's another bunny.
I like that story.
And so this is a true story. Whether it's fictitious or it's factual, I'm not sure. I'll
she
have
put
to look
way
at it
too
again.
Much effort into that.
And anyway, she would have been probably
stoned to death.
Yeah. So anyway, this became something that magicians looked at and went,
"We're fascinated by and wanted to recreate in their own way."
Yeah. Oh, that's so crazy. Or like the sawn half trick. I always thought that one was a little fake. That's the only one I'm not impressed by. I'm like, do something else. But like, I've seen maybe like little bits and clips of like maybe, I don't know if it was Chris Angel or David Blaine. Maybe I'm getting them confused. But who just did a couple years ago like a televised magic trick? Who was that?
They both do.
Okay.
Is this a special?
Yeah, I think it was a special.
It was David Blaine.
Okay.
And he went into celebrities' homes?
No. Okay. No. This is like a public event. He did it in front of
maybe
millions
Chris
of people.
Angel, then.
Yeah.
That's more one. Chris Angel
I can't
style.
Remember
David
what
Blaine's
it was. Are, I can't. Sure. I don't know if it was like he went into water or something. But
walked across water?
Maybe.
That was an Israeli guy, Jesus.
That was a long time ago that happened.
Oh, no.
It's an old trick.
I was thinking,
who's Jesus?
He can't do that trick anymore.
Really?
Walking across the water.
You know what? You guys actually got
the
me.
Holes in his feet, and he sinks.
Sorry,
everybody.
You guys actually got me more into magic, for sure. Made me a little bit more of a believer today, that's for sure.
Well,
that's
you know what?
Yeah, because that's crazy.
So you guys focus on the mental part of it, but are you guys interested generally in magic, too? I mean,
absolutely.
Right? Isn't
we're
that amazing?
We're so fascinated by card magicians and illusionists, people that do
what's
things
an illusionist?
That we can't do. An illusionist does, like big reveals, like walking across water, cutting a girl in half, things like that.
More
big visuals.
Right. Like levitating and stuff like that.
See,
right?
I'm more interested in like what you guys do, because I think that's more fascinating than showing
it
me something.
It really is.
That could
and
be,
it's
like,
different.
It's personal.
Not to say
that there is an amazing illusionist out there that aren't going to make something personal.
Exactly. But I feel like being able to tell what's on someone's mind is crazy.
If you had the power that Steffi has, would you use it for good or bad?
For good, for
no,
sure.
No, you're the bad twin.
I am the bad twin, for sure. Sure, but no, I would use it for good. I actually don't know. I don't know if I could handle having something like that, like knowing what somebody was thinking from across the room.
Like twins do that. Can't you already do that with your sister?
Yeah, I was telling Sam the other day. She called me and we hadn't talked all day, and I was crying. And as soon as I picked up, the first thing she said is, "What's wrong?" Yeah, it's weird. It's so weird. We'll be out and we'll just stare at each other and we can read each other's minds. Like I know exactly what she's thinking right now. But that's the only person I can do it with.
Give her hot hallways.
No. I really want to go somewhere where there's paranormal activity, though.
You're in a city that apparently has a lot of it.
Really?
Absolutely.
I didn't know that.
Oh my gosh, look up Haunted Hollywood.
Really? Yeah.
Absolutely.
Right.
I want to like know. I really want to, but I don't want to like have like so something like Insidious happen where like they go home with me.
I assure you,
Really?
That nothing will happen.
Right.
All and in your mind.
Yeah, Chris is you the one that says you debunk like psychics and shit like that, right? Yeah. He says it's all bullshit. So
well, I don't. I wouldn't go to a psychic.
And then I go scare the pants off you. You know? Right. You're freaked right out. Right.
There you go. That's why you have a very good niche to be in, and I congratulate you on
Thank you.
Now, let people know if they want to have you for private events, too.
Oh, yeah.
How can they do that? I mean, so you guys, like, go to corporate things and things like that, right? So
it's We're off to Mexico to do a show.
Nice.
Yeah.
And then we're back in Vegas, and then we're off to New York, and then back to Vegas again, and then...
Wow.
Yeah,
so you live in hotels a lot. Wow.
Yeah.
What are you
Well, she stays in the hotel. They put me in the lobby on the front couch.
That's awful. Yeah.
The room is not big enough, so they put him on the couch.
No. The second bed is for my dresses.
Yeah.
I bet you have a lot of them. How you travel with a lot of suitcases?
Yeah. So you guys have to like live out of your suitcase then.
I mean,
from city to city, that's a lot.
Yeah, but it's okay.
I mean,
when you're doing what you love, though, it's like
shopping.
But you can see that with Steffi, it's like her wardrobe, the way she looks is very important to her. It's part of your... part of your gig, part of your act, part
it's
of
her.
Everything. And it's her, yeah.
It's so classy.
So it's not like
it's
jeans
so
and a t-shirt every day. You
yeah,
know? She
but
wears
this is like,
different.
I've tried to do 50s hairstyles of myself like so many times. It's a disaster. Because like, I think it looks so good.
It's
and
a
I
lot
watch
of,
movies
yeah.
and stuff. I'm like, why? Like women back in the day could just like whip it out with like no real curling iron. Why can't I freaking do my hair?
No. It's so much. It's once you're into it, like this takes me like 10 minutes.
Yeah.
So it's not a big deal. But and if you could see what's under, I'm saving it. I have like
it's
this pinned like,
up.
Gold thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
But if I'll take it out and then you can see what's going on.
Oh, wow.
Oh, it's so pretty.
Wow. Keep it like that for the pictures.
Yeah.
I mean, she looks
good.
Beautiful.
Yes. It looks so good. Like,
I think
this
that
is
style
like,
would look good on you.
Yeah.
Probably
totally.
Too.
Yeah.
Probably. I tried a beard for a month. Didn't work for me. So maybe I'll try a pinup look, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that would work out for you quite well.
Imagine
with
that.
With hair like this, I would look like Napoleon.
That'd be a sight for sore eyes.
I would tell him to take the day off and I'd take over. I'd like, you need to go home for the day. So we obviously have not got it together this morning.
So anyone who is interested to see what we do and see footage on the website, thesentimentalistsmagic.com. And I'm telling you, we do so many events.
Right.
We do company functions, private events at people's homes, birthdays. Somebody just had us before we left for their wife's 50th. And we were at a restaurant. They had their friends and family. We did a half an hour show, and then we interacted with them. We interact in your backyard barbecue.
Right.
Or we come to your company. We brand your product. We do a trade show. We incorporate mind reading. It navigates people to the booth, and it really gets them involved and love your whatever it is you're trying to sell.
Right.
And we can always incorporate your brand and product into our act.
And it's almost like it's a cinematic experience. It's the closest thing that you'd have to watching a movie. And, you know, you watch a movie. You watch Harry Potter, and you watch things fly. You watch them cast spells, and you know it's a movie.
Right.
You suspend your disbelief for that moment. You know, and that's the same thing with magic, except this... What we do isn't something where you would, you know, you'd see it and then you'd go with your friends, you'd go, hey guys, come here. And then you'd sit there and you'd go, well, I think it's this and this and this. And
right.
Oh, he's doing that and it's sleight of hand and it's this and it's that.
Uh-huh.
That's not what it is with what we're doing.
No,
it's
not
so,
at all.
It's so seamless that you can't even start to think about, well, how are they doing it?
Right.
Because
like there isn't any time to think about it. Like even when I looked at
that's
you,
your thought. We, you know, she just revealed your thought.
Yeah. Right. But I could like almost feel like it's hard to explain because I probably sound like a lunatic, but like when you were staring at me, it was like I felt like a wave of heat. Like it was weird.
Yeah, and then with your fingers also, you know.
Yeah, that
but
was
guys,
weird.
We're totally out of time. Go ahead, Steffi, finish your thought.
No, that was
it. Okay.
You got it.
Because we're totally out of time, folks. Check out The Sentimentalists at thesentimentalistsmagic.com and you can look them up on social media and everything. Chris, Steffi, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
We always
Thanks
wish you the
coming.
Best.
That
you know
was
that.
Great.
And Lovely. At least we entertained her, if nothing
Absolutely.
Else.
Yeah.
Right?
And by the way, don't
go,
cancel
Danny.
The doctor's appointment that you were thinking of canceling.
I don't have a doctor's appointment.
Oh, she already canceled it.
Yeah.
I'm like, wait, hold on. Do I need to go to the doctor?
All right,
no,
everybody.
You don't.
Thank you all for joining us. See you tomorrow.
Sam in the Morning, only on LA Talk Radio.